and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 90. So I'm just going to jump right into this today and say happy birthday to you March 20th babies. We're going to learn a little bit about you, so here we go.
Happy birthday.
Those born on this day possess such a wealth of attributes that it is difficult to identify a specific quality as a defining characteristic. But underlying their perceptiveness, tenacity, imagination, and idealism is their great sensitivity, a gift that can have both negative and positive consequences for March 20th people. Although their inherent ability to relate to others with kindness and empathy makes them valued colleagues and friends, these people may sometimes feel overwhelmed by the intensity of their feelings of compassion, and therefore have a propensity to become depressed in the face of human suffering, particularly if they are women. Yet March 20 individuals are natural optimistic and, when buoyed up by their enthusiastic determination to make the world a better place, and in the absence of the excessive criticism, they will intuitively follow a clear-sighted and logical considered plan of action. A further characteristic that results from March 20th people's humanitarianism is their endearing propensity to think the best of others. Sadly, this may make them vulnerable to being taken advantage of by less scrupulous types, and such abuses of trust will wound them deeply. A stable and supportive domestic background is vital in maintaining these people's emotional equilibrium, since they need to be assured of the love of those closest to them and will reciprocate it unflaggingly. Professionally, the best and potentially least damaging outlet for the sensitivity of those born on this day lies in the realm of the arts, especially if they were also born in the Chinese Year of the Rat or in the service industries. Their virtues are multi-talented, positive, compassionate. Their vices are hypersensitive, vulnerable, indecisive. Damn, that one was in the very, very back of my book. I had to pry that open and really hold it open to read that. Nonetheless, happy birthday, you March 20th babies, and let's go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from _ Lady Kryptonite on Reddit.
It was 1998. I was 8 years old and visiting my dad's childhood home. The town where he grew up was so small that you could drive through it within 10 minutes. I still remember the smell of the steak from the mom and pop owned restaurant, the sweet cookies from the bakery, and even the cigarette smoke from the hair salon that my grandma used to run out of her basement from 15 years earlier. The house had to have been built in the early 1900s. The floors creaked, and there were vines all over the front of the house that my dad wanted to get rid of, but my grandma liked the way that they looked. Gave her privacy, she said. My brothers slept in my dad's old room, which was primarily blue. I remember the Chicago sports team posters on the wall, edges torn and frayed from the time and the occasional water damage. Out of the two remaining rooms, I chose my grandmother's linen room, and my parents took the spare bedroom downstairs. I remember the room being frilly. White frilly curtains matched the white lace comforter on the bed, her sewing machine in the far right corner, in front of the window where she would watch my dad play in the backyard. My dad playfully whispered, "That's the haunted room." My dad was and still is a jokester. I remembered scrunching my nose at him and putting my suitcase on the floor in front of the bed. Little did I know, he wasn't kidding. That night I remember falling asleep easily. My biggest worry was that I would wake up in a puddle from my 4-year-old sister who shared a bed with me. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and looking around. Everything was dark, except for the dim light that came from the bathroom down the hallway. The shadows from the sewing machine hit the wall and looked like little boxcars. I turned over to face the left side of the room, and that's when I saw her. At first, I thought it was my mom. A silhouette of a woman was standing in the doorway of the room. She was wearing a white dress. My mom didn't wear dresses, not even a nightgown. She had long, fine hair. My mom had the typical fluffy 90s do haircut at her shoulders. I quickly realized this wasn't my mom, and panic set in. She was all white. Skin, hair, dress, everything. I remember she had a subtle glow about her. She was leaning on the doorframe, watching us sleep. Her head was tilted to the side, resting in her right hand that was supported by her elbow against the frame. I wasn't scared. She was terrifying, but comforting at the same time. It was like she was watching her own children sleeping, lovingly. I remember closing my eyes and praying she wouldn't come near me. She never did. The next morning, I went to the kitchen where my grandma was already awake, making us breakfast. Waffles with several different types of syrups and a huge bowl of assorted fruit. I didn't talk or eat much for the majority of breakfast, and my dad definitely took notice. After a few minutes of coaxing, I finally told him what I saw. He immediately looked at my grandma and said, "Ha! Yeah, I told you. Ooh, this one hits so good in so many different ways. Only because, like, yeah, that's creepy, but also, like, not, because this spirit obviously wasn't trying to hurt this person, but it hits good because it's kind of funny how the dad is, like, telling his mom, like, I told you there was something in that room. And that is just like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of like the time my sister told us that there was something in her bedroom and a toy guitar like strummed on its own. And I mean, other things happen too, but it's kind of like that, ha, I told you moment type of thing. So anyhow, this one is surprisingly, this one is not like terrifying by any means, but like it is at the same time because you still have a spirit like standing in the door that you can see that is clearly not your family member. But the fact that she's also kind of like, I don't know, just like hanging out, watching you sleep, like very, very chill with the hand and resting it, just kind of literally just chilling there watching you. It's like weird and sweet and creepy all at the same time. I don't know. Has anybody else had an experience like this? Let me know. And we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I have been thinking about this encounter for over 20 years now, and I still can't make sense of it, so I figured I'd share. Approximate date and location, 1997 to 1998, in the Appalachian region of the Carolinas in the Southeast United States. I was a kid, probably first grade, maybe second. I was sitting on the couch in our old trailer with my backpack on. It was a double wide, so I could look across through the wall opening to the dining room from the couch in the living room very easily. It was a small space, so this wasn't far away at all. As I'm sitting there, waiting for my mom to finish drying her hair, she had huge fluffy hair because it was the 90s. I looked up, and directly in front of me, standing, floating, behind the dining room table, is a solid black man. I looked at him, and he turns to look at me. We make eye contact, if you can call it that, because His eyes are like two burning red holes when he makes eye contact with me. It feels like time stops, and I feel the most complete terror I have ever felt, even to this day. And frankly, I've been through a statistically improbable number of really terrifying things. Nothing compares to that feeling at all. I was completely frozen, absolutely terrified. And after what feels like an eternity, within a moment, he just turns and kind of floats out the end of the trailer. As soon as it ends and he's gone, I immediately jump up and run screaming to my mother. What just happened? And she tells me it's okay. That was just my grandpa. And I insist to her that he absolutely was not my grandpa. We're from Appalachia, so ghosts and things like that are well accepted as real. Although it is definitely also understood that sometimes people make shit up for the sake of a tale. So yes, ghosts are real, but you have to look at them with an attitude of discernment. Yeah, honey, that ain't your grandpa. That is not your grandpa. I don't know what that is, who that is, but that is not your grandpa. And I mean, obviously your mom was just saying that probably just to like comfort you because she didn't want to freak out, because as a mom, that's just kind of what you do, I feel like. I don't know. But nonetheless, that is not your grandpa. I have no idea what that would be. Is that like a demon? I mean, what has red eyes? What has red eyes other than like, I guess, a demon? And I don't like to call things demon. I really don't like to call things demons, because I just don't think that is the case every time. I mean, I just think there are angry spirits out there who can be really aggressive, but I'm not going to go and label everything as a demon. However, what the hell else has glowing eyes and is black? Like glowing red eyes and is black. If any of you guys have any suggestions or ideas of what this could be, let me know. If you have a story like either one today, let me know. Any paranormal story in general, I want to hear it. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.